Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
We all know our IE listeners give great advice, so slide into our DMs and we can help you out. This DM is coming from Marcus this morning, Kelly, not his real name.
Okay.
Guy and Kelly, my mum just told me that she's changing our Thanksgiving plans. She wants the family to go to Colorado for a ski vacation.
Ooh, nice.
My fiance and I already plan to stay local with her family because her grandmother isn't doing well.
Oh.
I want to be supportive of my fiance, but a ski trip sounds nice. What do I do?
Sorry, Marcus, I think your ski trip has to wait till next year.
No way, straight to the point.
Yeah. You can't bail on your fiance if her grandma's not doing well. And Thanksgiving's about being with family, and maybe this is grandma's last Thanksgiving. I would lean towards you're staying home, and maybe your mom is going to think this is a great idea, and this is your new tradition, and next year you can go skiing.
A lot of FOMO there. Colorado Rockies ski trip at the start of ski season sounds pretty nice.
Unless Marcus is rich, and then you can spend Thanksgiving night with your fiance's family and then fly out the next day. I don't know how long mom and dad and the rest of the family are going to be in Colorado, but I think this year, you got to stay local.
I think you are right. You know, it's the best thing to do for your fiance and support her family and grandmother's not doing well. I just want some sort of compromise there, though, or something. Should he at least speak to her and say, hey, I know we're doing this. I know we're staying here for Thanksgiving, but my family, you know, just in case your grandmother decides to make a miraculous recovery. This is going on as well.
I mean, yeah, if I were Marcus, I may talk to my fiance and be like, hey, just so you know, mom changed plans, so we're not going to go over to mom's house because they're going to Colorado. Man, it would be really fun, but I know I promised you. And then who knows, if your fiance decides to ditch grandma, then that's on her.
I don't condone that, but at least have a conversation, I think.
What would you do if you were Marcus? Where are you spending Thanksgiving? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. Not his real name, but we're calling him Marcus. Slid into our DMs to tell us about Thanksgiving plans as mom's changing up this year. Says, hey, let's all go to Colorado for a ski trip.
Sounds great.
Which, yeah, Marcus, it sounds like he's into that, but he's already promised his fiance they're going to stay local because her grandma's not doing well.
Yeah, 310 here says, I think Marcus should talk to his mum and explain the situation and see if mum can change Colorado to next year. If that's not possible, I would try going to the fiance's family on Thanksgiving Day and then going to Colorado early Friday morning.
Yeah, a lot of people saying,
is that a possibility?
Yeah, jump on a plane Black Friday and head out to Colorado. Check out this comment from her Instagram. Says, you need to break up with your girlfriend because she deserves better. You already made plans to stay, but something better comes along and you're ready to bail? You're too immature and selfish to be in a relationship. Set her free. Let her find a real partner.
That is completely unfair. This person needs to have their coffee and just get out of bed in a better way.
Marcus is seeing there's something that could be better than staying with grandma on Thanksgiving. But I agree. You already promised your fiance. Grandma's not doing well. I think this year, you stay local. That's what you plan to do.
It's the right thing to do, but I don't blame him for at least asking us. Seeing if there is a compromise. He is human. A ski trip sounds pretty, pretty good. You can't just let it go and not say a word. I don't blame Marcus at all for saying, come on, is there anything I can do here? I don't.
Well, I think Marcus wants to go to Colorado, but he doesn't know the right way to say, honey, how do we bail on your grandma?
And can you blame him for that? I would want to go to Colorado, too.
I get that, but you can't bail on family, especially if grandma's not doing well. Who knows if this is her last Thanksgiving?
No, he wants to bail. I'm not saying he should bail. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that I want to do that I don't get my way as well.
Yeah, nope. 909 says, sorry, dude, you better not bail on these previously planned holidays just because something better came along, especially if there's a relative in your future family who's not doing well. It's your job to stay here.
I get it. I get it. If Friday is a possibility, a lot of people are saying that, like you said.
What do you think about the DM dilemma? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Well, look who it is. Last call.
When you've made commitments, then something better comes along. It's life little cruelty, isn't it? It's our DM dilemma today.
It's not cruelty. He's got to be there for his fiance.
Marcus promised his fiance he'd stay local this Thanksgiving because her grandma isn't doing well. Then his family just says, hey, we're all going skiing in Colorado. Do you want to come? He needs advice. He doesn't know what to do.
Sorry, Marcus. You got to stay local. You got to support your fiance. That's what I think. Cheryl in Anaheim, what do you think?
I really think he's going to have to, like you said, Kelly, he's going to have to wait until next year because he has to think of all scenarios, all situations. If he wants to start off his new marriage well, he's going to have to support his wife because just imagine, let's say they decide, oh, yeah, let's go to the ski trip. And then a couple months down the road, they have to say goodbye to that family member. Mm-hmm. She's actually going to resent that she wasn't able to celebrate with her the last Thanksgiving. So that's going to put some kind of damper on their relationship. It can escalate if they don't talk about it. I can just see this going all sides of wrong. I mean, Colorado will always be there. The ski trip, there's always going to be another ski trip. She's going to have to stay home.
Is this a little bit disrespectful by his family? Because obviously they knew the grandmother on her side was sick, and then they book a Colorado trip. If my parents did that to me and said they're going to Hawaii when I'm going through something personal and I can't go, I'd be like, why are you doing that now? Or am I being wrong
here?
Well,
you're assuming that their family knows. Maybe his family doesn't know.
If his family does know, yeah, I think it's a bit selfish on their part saying, hey, we don't care about your new family coming in. We're going to celebrate our own way. And this is something new. Like, they haven't done this before. So they could also say, you know what? I understand. I want all of us to be able to go on a ski trip. So how about we reschedule it for next year?
And then that might be the biggest compromise is, hey, let's start planning this for next year. We'll get ahead of it. And that way all of us can go together.
Right. Speak to your family because a Colorado ski trip is expensive. So if you want to do something like that, don't you want all your family involved?
Or better yet.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.